Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Lee Rosen on the show. Lee's a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of the Rosen Law Firm. Did you get that, folks? The Rosen Law Firm. That would indicate that he's an attorney, right? Well, you would be correct. But he also has become a social media expert. And that's what he's here to talk to us about, even though he doesn't realize it. I'm going to put the arm on him for some free legal advice in a minute. But in the meantime, let's get him in here. Lee Rosen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. It is great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. And we have a mutual friend in Mary Contendo.
Exactly. Yep. Terrific person.
What a great lady.
Yep.
And mostly because she knows you and me at the same time, right?
That's right.
What a fortunate person she is to have that.
She is a lucky woman.
To have those two relationships, right?
Right.
Now, we think a lot of Mary. She's done a great job for us, and we're glad she introduced you to us. So I got to ask you, Lee, how does an attorney become a social media expert?
Well, you know, I need to generate business like any small business. You know,
yeah.
I need new clients, and I actually practice family law, and so I can't get a client and keep them forever. We do divorces,
right.
So when we're finished, you know, we need another divorce to do. So I needed to find ways to do it, and I'm not like you, Jim. You know, you go and you speak all over the country, and you go to receptions and parties, and you're a social butterfly. Well, I mean, I'm serious. I walk into a party, and I have heart palpitations. It scares me to death, and I don't know anybody, and I just want to leave the room.
Yeah.
And so I needed to find ways to keep myself busy without, you know, stroking out at a party.
So you saw social media as a way of being your straw man in the marketplace, didn't you?
Very much so. Yeah. So you know,
so
I feel like
it's your sort of an advanced soldier, a reconnaissance platform, so to speak, for you.
It's a way for me to meet new people without being too stressed out. I feel like I have more of the. I don't have lawyer DNA. I've got kind of accountant, software engineer DNA.
Yeah.
So I needed a way to meet people.
Yeah, and so you turned to social media.
Yeah, and Twitter specifically.
Uh-huh.
Twitter has been a real, I mean, I hate to use the word, but it's been sort of a gold mine for me for
really?
Relationships.
Tell us how you've used it. Is that, I mean, one of the best ways to learn from you is for you to tell us how you've done it successfully.
Well, I sort of eased in, and I started following people, which is, you know, the click of a button. And,
right.
And
folks,
and
if you don't know it, on Twitter, following won't get you arrested for being a stalker. You can actually do this, and it's actually approved. Okay, go ahead.
And I looked for people that would be interesting to me, and a lot of those people were other lawyers around the country.
Right.
And I listened, and I just watched what they were talking about and what was going on and how they were using Twitter. And I sort of thought of that as like going to a party and the way you kind of ease over to the crowd, but you don't jump in there and
right.
start screaming at people.
So you eavesdropped is what you're saying.
Really, yeah, from a distance, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't get too close.
But it's okay because it's out there for people to see.
Exactly. And eventually I started to feel comfortable, and I knew that I had things I could add to the conversation.
And you finally got up the courage to type something out, and then after a long pause you hit send.
Exactly. And over, you know, I would get responses from people, and I would do the same things I would do at a party. I would ask a question. I would add some valuable information, maybe a link to an
right.
article.
Right.
And I came to connect with people and know them. But I'll tell you what I did is I didn't want to just do it online. I wanted to really get to know people
mm-hmm.
and move it offline. And so I've got some real people now that, you know, I can go to lunch with or talk on the phone with. And that refer business to.
So you just needed a little bit of an entree. You needed a little entree to these people You know, you need to ease in, you need to ease into a relationship, don't you?
Rather, I really than, do. Yeah.
You're not the kind of person who would want to walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
You know, and I love a family gathering or party, but the stranger parties, the networking receptions, that just causes me to start sweating.
Well, one of the things I like about what you said that you did is something that I've been encouraging my audience to do, and that is to go spend time in the communities. Go spend time on Facebook. Go spend time on Twitter. Go spend time on LinkedIn, and get to learn how to understand how those universes work. Those are their communities. They have their own set of behaviors and practices. See how people are behaving in those. Some of them you may not like and you shouldn't. Some of them you may like. And so that's what you did. You identified people that you thought were doing it effectively and probably saw some people who weren't doing it effectively, didn't you?
Yeah, and I saw people that I really wanted to get to know that just they appealed to me. People that I liked immediately reading their little comments. They seemed smart and interesting.
Right. And anybody who can appear smart and interesting in 140 characters or less, that's an achievement, isn't it?
It's not easy. Yeah.
It's not easy. So that's what you recommend to any small business owner, isn't it?
I think it makes sense. We're in the same boat as everybody else is. We need to meet new people. We need them to know us and to like us and to trust us. And this is a way to connect and build that rapport and that relationship.
What do you not like about Twitter?
You know, I have not, if I don't like something that goes on Twitter, if I feel like somebody's doing or saying something annoying, I disconnect from that person.
Okay, that's what I think bugs some people because, you know, it sort of bugs me when people get up in the morning and type in morning blog, Twitter sphere or whatever. You know, maybe I'm thinking the wrong way, Lee, but it's almost like they get the idea that everybody's waiting on them to get them started that day or something.
Yeah, and it's a little
presumptuous. What do you think?
I agree with you, and if they start to drive me crazy, you know, I disconnect. Yeah. I have people that I was following that did too much political, you know, just kind of agitate.
Right.
Like I don't need this aggravation every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, or people that are too self-promotional.
So the good news about Twitter is you can follow the ones you want. You can unfollow the other ones. And so you wind up consolidating the people that can be positive for you in the people that you follow.
And there are so many people out there that it really, you have unlimited choices. You're not going to run out of new people to get to know.
Right. Oh, well, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Lee, before we do, give us your website, please.
It's rosen.com, R-O-S-E-N.
All right, but more importantly, how do we find you on Twitter?
Lee Rosen, at Lee Rosen is my Twitter handle.
L-E-E-R-O-S-E-N. Mine is at Jim Blassingame. And while we're on the break, Lee and I are going to follow each other. How about that, folks? Stand by, quick break, 20 after the hour. Lee's going to have some specific tips to how small business owners can be successful with Twitter when we come back. Stay with us. Down at the station, I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain. Forever. Little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there. Please check it out when you get a chance. No barrier to entry. We work hard to make that available to you without any cost to you at all. All you got to do is show up and hang out with us. We'll let you use our stuff. Come in and just use us and abuse us. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. Anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sign, we got something there that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. Check out my blog, my newsletter. Please subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. We're really proud of that one. Just gets better and better every week. And lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Oh, don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. When you give us your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. And then, of course, we'll report back to you later in the week, the next week, on how that poll went. Having a great visit with Lee Rosen. And, Lee, your website is leerosen.com?
It's rosen.com.
I'm sorry, Rosen. Yep. You got rosen.com?
I've been at it a long time.
Wow, rosen.com. There are a lot of Rosens out there.
And they all send me nasty emails.
I bet they do. Rosen.com. How about that, folks? And he's an attorney who is growing his business. He's a small business owner. You may not think of attorneys as being small businesses, but they are. He's growing his small legal practice through social media. Specifically, he's gotten really good at Twitter And that's what you've been talking to us about. Give us some specifics, some specific tips on how to convert, because this is what you've done well. Convert your Twitter community into face-to-face community.
Right. Well, I have a little formula that I like to follow, and I tell people that are starting off with Twitter that they ought to tweet about 6 or 8 times a day. You know, we're talking about 30 seconds a tweet, so we're not talking about a big investment in marketing. You know, 5 or 6 minutes a day spread out over the day. And I think you ought to do about 4 different types of tweets, and you ought to kind of mix it up. You ought to contribute info and pass along links. That's one type of tweet. You ought to agree with other people by retweeting what they've said. You know, if somebody, you see a good Jim Blasingame tweet, you want to pass it along to your friends and followers, you retweet it. You respond. That's the other fourth of it, is responding to other people. You get into a conversation. And finally, about 25%, you just be normal. You be human.
We don't use that word around here, normal.
Normal, yeah. Well,
there's nothing normal about anything that goes around here. It could be regular, but not normal.
I will tell you a secret about myself that all my Twitter followers know, and that is that I am an obsessed, I eat obsessively at a restaurant called Greek Fiesta. I eat there for lunch every day.
When can we go? I'll buy.
Oh, come
on.
That
sounds good.
I probably eat there, and I'm not kidding, and I'm embarrassed to tell you this, probably 6 or 7 days a week.
You should be embarrassed about that.
Well, it's really good. And
That's in Raleigh?
It's in Raleigh, and
I go to Raleigh. I'll have to say, Twitter me that address. I'll go there next time.
I'll buy you a sandwich. But, you know, I mention it on Twitter, and people around the country, when I go to conferences and conventions, they're like, you're that guy that eats a Greek Fiesta every day.
You're notorious. Is that what you're saying, Lee?
I am, but you know, you got to tell people real things about you.
Right.
When things aren't going so well, you might want to say it. Not everything is always sunny and perfect. I've got teenagers. I complain about them on Twitter a little bit.
Right.
You know, they're real things that go
on.
But
you know, isn't this the kind of thing though that sort of turns off a lot of small business owners who say, "Okay, Lee, how does that convert into customers?"
Well, here's what happens.
How does what you just said convert into customers? Because you know, there are a lot of hard-nosed folks out there trying to run business making payroll on Friday. This sounds like a waste of time to them.
Yeah, I feel you. I have to make payroll too, and what happens is that there are a lot of people out there that have teenage children, and when I tweet about teenagers, they feel a little closer to me, and they're more likely to refer business to me.
Or there may be, and they or your and your teenagers might be more likely to behave themselves because they know you're going to tweet about them, right?
Trust me, that has not worked. Yeah. But, you know, they people connect with you if you're a real person. They get to like me and know me. And so what I then do, and I don't even have to try, it just happens, is that these relationships go from being Twitter relationships to real-life relationships. We start, we do what's called a D-message, a direct message. We start talking privately.
Mm-hmm.
We're sharing ideas. I talk to a lot of lawyers around the country. I give them marketing ideas. They give me marketing ideas. We go back and forth. We communicate about legal issues we need help with, you know, whatever it may be. Next thing you know, we're on the phone. Next thing you know, I'm in New Orleans for a conference. A guy calls me and says, "Hey, I want to take you to dinner," you know, that we've been communicating online. So we're out at a nice restaurant. He's buying dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it goes from Twitter to real life, and then there are real
six
referrals.
Degrees of separation. It's put 6 degrees of separation on steroids, social media has, hasn't it?
It really has, and you end up, not only do you get referrals, you get new friends, and I don't know anybody that's got too many friends.
Not me.
No, you know, so it really does. It enhances every aspect of your life if you let it.
But it is a 21st century a dynamic that if your head's still in the 21st, it's a 21st century dynamic. If your head's still in the 20th century, you're not going to get it, are you?
No, you're really not. And the world has changed. I mean, I met my wife in real life, and you know, a friend introduced us.
Right.
But today, you talk to anybody under, 35, they met their wife online.
Probably so.
You know, so that's where your business connections
It's amazing,
are.
Yeah. Very interesting. Lee, I hope you'll come back another day and talk to us some more about this, because, you know, we're very much involved in social media, but we're still not as good at it as we need to be.
There's a lot of room for growth.
There is, isn't there? Give us the website quickly one more time.
Rosen.com.
When's your book coming out?
Oh, no time soon. I got to keep practicing law, man.
You got to make payroll, don't you? Hey, thanks, Lee, for being here. Come back real soon.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you, Lee. Lee Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.